CPR 37 for the week ending April 29th, 2011.
Oh my God, they're not breathing! Does anyone know CPR?
Campground Pirate Radio.
Broadcasting from my gun turret, highest up Rancho Del Waldo, dances up the Waldo, and you're listening to Campground Pirate Radio!
We're in the scene from the man on city sun, like a ghost who takes form in the sun, in the sun. Well, I will say no one, but not for very long, you know that Mexican kid, we all called him John. He was cut down quickly, his legs wouldn't run, you see it all take down, to pick down his gun. He was a devil on a mouse, but an angel of sun. He ruled his block from the gang of men, cause I'm a generation terrorist. When I shoot, you know I never miss. And it's bad, I'm bad, way I can't resist. I'll scratch you out if you're on my list. Cause I'm a generation terrorist. When I shoot, you know I never miss. And it's bad, I'm bad, way I can't resist. I'll scratch you out if you're on my list. Swastika tattooed on his head. At the age of 24, he ate a bullet in bed. Well, big Danny cleaned up the mess that he left as he explained it to me.
Well, he wept and he wept, he said it.
It don't make no fucking sense, he told me. A little lost, keep it under your breath. Revenge was coming from the tip of his tongue. I guess it was served when all they didn't run. Cause I'm a generation terrorist. When I shoot, you know I never miss. And it's my life, my way, I can't resist. I'll scratch you out if you're on my list. Cause I'm a generation terrorist.
From Lars Fredriksson and the Bastards. Hey, here's one from Attaboy Skip, Twisted Lead Hole. Ha ha! Only on the CPR.
and piss off the whole damn neighborhood.
Turn it down.
Keep it down.
Turn it down.
Campground Pirate Radio.
I'm
fear that we all have inside. There are demons in the night. Every autumn, there's a day we all dread.
He's going straight to hell. It's Uncle Waldo.
How the hell are y'all doing there, everybody? Welcome back to another butt-clenching episode of the ongoing saga of Campground Pirate Radio. I am your benevolent host, Uncle Waldo. Hey, listen, an update, man. I've been running this little thing here for a little while, the 100 by 100. I'm trying to get 100 people to leave a review on iTunes here. We're trying to build up the audience to the show. Hell, you don't even need to write anything. Just go in and click, you know, the 5 stars or whatever. If you want to click the 5 stars, I'd like that. But just, you know, head over to iTunes, man. Do a search for Campground Pirate Radio and just punch in the review for us. We'd really appreciate it. So yesterday I got an email from Fast Eddie Thomason out of Kansas City. He has an old band called the Silvermen, and he had a couple of tracks he sent over he wanted me to play. One of them, this one I've got coming up here called Torn Up. Fast Eddie, he's playing tenor sax on this thing. Oh, the man blows a mean horn. Oh, my God. And J.D. Wilkes out of the legendary Shack Shakers is on harp. So check this thing out. This is Torn Up from the Silvermen.
Well, I'm feeling down. Lay face down on the road. I'm feeling down, baby. Lay face down on the road. She said, I earned again, yeah. But let me clean up. Torn up, torn up.
Souls. Why does it always have to be snakes? I hate snakes.
But she was just so charming. Kisses were disarming, and I fell
blinded by reckless emotion.
And like a dragon scratching his privates, she left me completely
torn up, torn up, torn up.
Well, one dark night I asked her to give back that diamond ring. Well, I come out of that house with a black arm in my eye and a sling. Well, I gotta tell you that banshee is a hellion. In good standing with the devil and his boys.
We'll be right back.
I fashioned myself a homemade ship and went over to her house. Well, alright, it really wasn't a ship, it was more like a letter. But I did go to her house. Yeah, I did. And I found her favorite patchwork and left it bleeding. Tuna, tuna, tuna.
Come on. next in line. I got a gun and I'm gonna shoot my baby. Bam, 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 she's dead. Bam, 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 she's dead. Well, I pointed a gun and I shot her in the head. Bam, 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 and now she's dead. I got a gun and I'm gonna shoot my baby. I got a gun and I'm gonna shoot my baby. I got a gun and I've gone and shot my baby.
Guys, Waldo here. Now, people have asked me, why should I have my money in silver? The first problem with that statement is that they think the paper in their pocket is actually money. It's not. Gold and silver is actually money. That paper in your wallet just represents a mythical concept by your government making you think it's worth something. It's not. Times are tough, and that piece of paper buys less and less every day. In the meantime, it takes more and more of that worthless paper to purchase precious metals. The stockpiles of silver are dwindling, and there's talk that silver may soon become more precious than gold. Before that piece of paper becomes worthless, you need to start investing in silver now. The folks at Silver Saver have made it so simple, even I can do it. You can do it too, even for as little as $25 a week. Go to campgroundpirateradio.com page and click on the Silver Saver logo. You'll be glad you did.
Another hour of the best music. Best music starts right now on
Campground Pirate Radio.
Thank you.
Sound Unlimited and Triple Threat. Hey, here's an interesting one. This is the Blue Stingrays. Now, you know the song. This is Goldfinger. But a lot of people are saying this might be Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers playing some surf music. I don't know. You tell me.
Hey, kids, what time is it?
Hey, Uncle Waldo, it's Dylan Boswell, the bomb-throwing anarchist, and I'm here to talk about a movie I haven't seen based on a book I haven't read. Yeah, that's right, it's Atlas Shrugged Part 1. It's arrived in theaters here in our fair burg, and I'm really interested in seeing it. I'm no objectivist, far from it, but I did have a bit of an Ayn Rand phase in my early 20s. Thus far, the critics have panned the movie, giving it a 6% positive rating on RottenTomatoes.com, but audiences seem to love it, as evidenced by its 85% positive rating at the same site. That suggests to me, as I had suspected, that the movie is essentially preaching to the choir. The current American economic and political landscape is quite similar to that depicted in the novel, at least as I understand it, having never, as I said, managed to read the whole tome. But I have read the major speeches from the book and most of Ayn Rand's collection of essays, so I'm familiar with the ideological gist as well as the overall narrative and cast of characters. Clearly, at over 1,000 pages, no one can accuse Atlas Shrugged of being succinct, so condensing Rand's work into a screenplay is challenging, to say the least, even as a trilogy. A novel is a different format. It can be read at one's leisure, whereas a movie has to work in one shot, no rereads or long periods of reflective intellectual digestion. Now, I haven't seen the movie, but I'll probably grab a matinee this weekend, and I hope it's worth my time and money, but I suspect that the extent to which I enjoy it will be the extent to which it speaks to ideas and beliefs I already hold to be true. Enlightened self-interest, a rejection of collectivism as embodied in the state's efforts to take from those who earn and give to those who don't by recourse to taxes, regulation, and other restrictions and interventions in the marketplace. Whether you agree with that stuff or not, that's the idea. It's why Rand wrote the book, and you'd have to assume that's what she'd want the movie version to get across. I'm afraid if I were to go in a neophyte, inexperienced in any kind of libertarian morality or free market economic theory, I'd probably be mystified at best and alienated at worst. At least that's the impression I get from all the reviews I've read. I guess the thing is, Ayn Rand is a mixed bag. She carries a whole lot of cultural baggage. A refugee from communist Russia, she rejected that political philosophy as strongly as possible. Rightly or wrongly, she adopted 1950s America's emerging corporatism as an idealized antithesis to it, and that's reflected in the book. Frankly, I think she was wrong on that point, and had she been able to see it for what it really was, she'd have recognized the corrupt cronyism that, at its heart, was a mirror to the Soviet's nomenclatura. But her philosophy of radical individualism, the rejection of altruism and collectivism, and the sacrifice of oneself to the utilitarian Moloch known as the greater good still stick with me, ringing as true today as they did a decade ago when I first read them. As is often the case, my journey toward libertarian free market anarchism began with Ayn Rand, but it eventually led me far away from her. In fact, it's well known that she despised we libertarians, calling us right-wing hippies and other less-than-flattering epithets. I eventually found my way to Murray Rothbard, Lysander Spooner, Henry George, Molinari, Bastiat, Hayek, and others, but I did start out reading Ayn Rand and grappling with her philosophy both emotionally and intellectually. She opened my eyes up to a whole new way of looking at the world, and for that I'll always be in her debt. So I am looking forward to seeing Atlas Shrugged Part 1. I just hope it doesn't make me cringe or squirm with embarrassment, because I want it to succeed on some level. No matter where it takes people, I hope the important questions Rand pursues get asked, even if the answers aren't exactly the ones she would have offered. Because now, more than ever, they're relevant to our future, what with all the Wesley Mooches in D.C. looting it right before our eyes.
Yeah, transplants! Transplants don't... Yeah, transplants don't give a fuck!
Just begun, 'cause round here they'll bust both.
transplants don't give a fuck.
Romper Stomper remix from the Transplants. Hey, gotta follow it up with this. This is Frank Zappa, Cosmic Debris.
The mystery man came over and he said, I'm out of sight. He said, for a nominal service charge, I could reach Nirvana tonight. If I was ready, willing, and able to pay him his regular fee, he would drop all the rest of his pressing affairs and devote his attention to me. But I said,
look here, brother, who you jiving with that cosmic debris?
Now who you jiving with that cosmic debris?
real poncho is that a Sears poncho? Don't you know you could make more money as a butcher? So don't you waste your time on me.
Don't waste it.
Some of the scenes you will witness may appear to border on fantasy.
I can game in a big way.
When ignorance is converted into knowledge.
Bless you.
But.
Tonight, we care, and it shows.
The law.
You will listen and obey.
The country.
You will remember nothing you have seen or heard here.
We'll be right back.
one off of Reuters, believe it or not. It's called Old Alligators Don't Travel Far. At least it was true in the case of a 9-foot, 20-year-old alligator that escaped earlier this month at the Governor Mike Huckabee Delta Rivers Nature Center in Pine Bluff. Salute! Over the weekend, Arkansas Game and Fish officials spotted a male American alligator trying to cross the road near the Nature Center. Yeah, I know, to get the other side, right. He was really close to the Nature Center, said Arkansas Game and Fish Commissioner spokesman Keith Stevens. It was captured and returned to the Nature Center. The alligator, which was originally caught last year crossing the other road near the center, was on display near the back of the center's main building when it escaped. Stevens said the alligator crawled up a chain-link fence, got his weight on it, and pushed it down enough to get over it. Then he crawled over the next fence and was able to get under the gate. Officials had thought the alligator had escaped into the swamps and the bayous that run behind the Nature Center and would not be found. The alligator, which was a popular exhibit with visitors, is now in a trailer in the Nature Center grounds. It was not injured during the escape. Asked what the center officials are going to do to stop this from happening in the future, we're putting up a taller, stronger fence to make sure he can't climb up and push it over with his weight like he did the last time, Stephen said. And as most people know, gator is the cornerstone of Arkansas's four food groups, which include Velveeta, pork rinds, and a six-pack.
Papa Shango.
Surf. We got you covered.
Campground Pirate Radio.
Campground Pirate Radio.
Thank you.
just to see them full grown. Well, no one knows, no one knows where my wild seeds are sown. From state to state, I never made a home. And no one knows where my seeds are sown. So wild, no one knows, no one knows where my wild seeds are sown. From state to state, I never made a home, and no one knows where my seeds are sown. Yeah. So wow, no one knows, no one knows where my wild seeds are sown. From state to state, I never made a home. I'm looking for a home where my seeds are sown.
Best diamonds, best cars, trucks, motorcycles, booze, and women on the face of this earth, just as long as I can keep going.
We'll be right back.
Carl from the Delusionaires. Hey, I want to thank everybody for coming on out today, man. I had a great old time. I hope you enjoyed it, too. Hey, if you want to hear your music played here just like the Silverman did today, then send me a WAVE MP3 AIF file to campgroundpirateradio@gmail.com. Hey, don't forget, you can follow us over on Facebook. We're at Campground Pirate Radio Fans, and I'm over on Twitter at Uncle Waldo. Don't forget our 100 by 100 promotion on iTunes. I'm trying to get 100 five-star reviews before it hits 100 degrees here in Tucson. So do me a favor, head over to iTunes and pop one on. And before I take off today, let me leave you with the words of the ignoble Hunter S. Thompson. Don't let the bastards get you down. Peace! I'll see you next week!
Well, there's 90 minutes of your life you'll never get back. Sorry. You've just listened to Campground Pirate Radio.